The plot reads like something straight out of a spy novel: fake passports, disguises, and a clinical murder in a hotel room in Dubai. Police have released the names and photos of an alleged hit squad and appealed for an international manhunt. Police in Dubai believe the squad was responsible for last month's killing of a senior figure in the militant Palestinian group Hamas. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
On January 20th, Mahmoud El-Mabouch checked into a luxury hotel near Dubai's international airport. Mabouch was one of the founders of Hamas's military wing and was, according to Israeli sources, a purchaser of arms for Hamas. Within hours of his arrival, he was dead, suffocated in his own room. Dubai police say he was the victim of a hit squad made up of a total of 10 men and one woman, all travelling on European passports. Britain, Ireland and Germany all said yesterday the passports used were fakes, and it has emerged that foreign-born men with the same names as 7 of the 11 suspects live in Israel. They allege their identities have been stolen. Authorities in Dubai have presented evidence, including surveillance video clips of some of the 11 alleged accomplices, dressed like holiday makers, some even in tennis garb, riding the same elevator as Mabouch. Dubai's police chief, Lieutenant General Dahi Khalfan Tamim, said there would be severe consequences if any government was found to have been behind the plot.
It doesn't matter who they are, whether Israeli or Arab. We'll be very thankful to anyone who works with us in getting hold of the wanted people. But we'll drastically reduce our dealings with anyone who refuses to cooperate.
Initial suspicion fell on the Israeli Foreign Intelligence Service, Mossad, which has used foreign passports before in its operations. Mahbub has been wanted by Israel for his role in the 1989 kidnapping and killing of 2 Israeli soldiers. Today, Israel's foreign minister said the use of the identities of foreign-born Israelis did not prove that Mossad assassinated Mabouch. A former high-ranking Mossad official told Israel Army Radio it was unlikely to be Mossad because of the apparent mistakes that were made. Almost all of the alleged hit squad were, for instance, videotaped quite clearly by security cameras. And it's not just Israeli officials who are pointing to the long history of intra-Palestinian feuds. Claire Spencer is head of the Middle East program at London think tank Chatham House.
Al-Mabouch was targeted because he was the intermediary who arranged arms deals, if you like, and arms deliveries for Hamas in Gaza. So obviously there are clearly a number of people both within the Fatah camp of the Palestinians and in Israel who would be keen to put his operation out of operation. It does certainly intensify, if I can put it like this, the lack of trust on both sides, but also with, I think more seriously, within the Palestinian side.
And as if that was not all complex enough, a Jordanian government spokesman told the Associated Press that Jordan turned over 2 Palestinians linked to the case to Dubai authorities several days ago. Hamas claims the suspects are linked to the rival Fatah movement of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Fatah says they are Hamas operatives. Rob Gifford, NPR News.